This is the Jaguar Scoreboard Show.
Jaguars Scoreboard Show.
Presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick and Mike Dempsey look back at today's Jaguars game, as well as the rest of the NFL, and take your phone calls. The Jaguars Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Brooks Rehabilitation, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. The Jaguars Scoreboard Show,
presented by FanDuel,
begins right now.
Welcome into the Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Phone lines are open. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. Plenty to talk about tonight as the Jags beat the Ravens on the final play of the game, 22-20. The Jags are now 3-6. The Ravens fall to 2-7. Baltimore's done. The Jags still certainly have some hope. Myers hits a 53-yard field goal with no time remaining on the clock when the snap came. An untimed down gives the Jags a chance for a game winner, and he absolutely drilled it.
And think about the play before that, JP. The crazy play. They only had 1 second left on the clock when they snapped the ball. They almost had the clock run out of them and not even have that crazy kind of circus, fall down, get up, offensive line's not moving, nobody realizes what's going on. Dumervil comes in with the face mask to end all face masks.
And if Dumervil does anything except grab his face mask there,
right,
it's very unlikely.
Even have to tackle
He's not going
to
throw a Hail Mary. I mean,
the only thing he can do is throw a Hail Mary for a touchdown and maybe get a pass interference.
Right.
That's the only hope you've probably got at that
point. What are the chances of that happening? Of all things, he grabs a face mask, gives the Jags a chance. Well, the way the things have been going for the Jaguars special teams these days is pretty slim for a 53-yarder, but Myers comes through.
It's even better that it went that way. I mean, look, the odds are they weren't going to win on a Hail Mary, but for Myers to get an opportunity for himself to redeem himself, and now going forward, you know, to obviously they're going to stick with him at this point in time. I really wonder, had he missed that kick, JP, do you have to take a long look at Jason Myers missing a 26-yard field goal and then would have been in a potential game-winning situation because he's got the leg. It's not a question of leg. He showed you. That thing was good from 60. I mean, he drilled that. That's the most impressive kick he's had all year. I mean, he split the uprights at that little baby draw right in there and never had a doubt once it left his foot that it was going to be good.
Bizarre.
I mean, pretty amazing. It really is amazing.
What was amazing was a scene in this studio when it happened.
Oh, we were going nuts. I mean, I may have let a few choice words fly in celebration as I was running down the hall. I was like Jim Valvano after NC State.
I just wanted somebody to hug, man.
I was just looking for somebody to hug. I settled for high fives. But I went down the hall. There are a lot of people that work here even when the Jags are on the road.
Right.
And they all get a big high five from my big fat paw. So how about that?
What a win. The Jaguars defense comes through with three turnovers, three takeaways on defense, and they recovered a muffed punt as well on special teams today. The Jags offense, a couple of touchdowns. Hearns extends his streak today. A-Rob gets another touchdown, and, hey, they got it done in the end, 22-20. By the way, the two interceptions for Devon House, it's the first time that a Jags player has had two picks in a game since Derek Cox. 2010 was the last time that's happened, the first time for a Jags defensive back this season. So
I am curious to see what the reaction is going to be to this game.
I think it's going to be mixed as can be.
I really wonder, and I'll say this, and you can feel any way you like about this, okay? But as disappointed as Jag fans were, or a large segment of, obviously everyone's disappointed with the loss last week, but, you know, when we try to bring up, okay, we've got to analyze how they played. Today, they didn't play very well in many aspects, but they won, right? Last week, we pointed out, well, they played well in the passing game did well, the run defense did well, and a lot of people didn't want to hear that. Well, here's the deal. The Jets were the beneficiaries last week of a 4-0 turnover margin in their favor. They got outgained in that game by 146 yards, and they still won. And a lot of Jag fans didn't want to look at any of the positives coming out of that football game. Okay, that's fine. Jets won the game. That's great. Well, you turn it around this week. Jags got outgained by 139 yards. They were the beneficiaries of a 4-1 turnover margin, and they're the ones. They had the total role reversal with the Jets from last week. So I don't want to hear. I mean, you know what? You say anything you want. But if you are one of the people saying, I don't want to hear anything about stats, they didn't win the game, that's all that mattered. Well, then, I hope you're calling in today to say it was a phenomenal game for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's all I've got to say. Let's start with Saqib on the south side, 355 NFL 1. What a surprise.
I wonder if he's going
to
be happy
found
today.
Time to check in. I will find
he's
out.
He's back on the ship with us.
Let's go to him right now. Hello, Saqib. How are you?
Doomerville.
It didn't take long to figure that out.
Hey, let me say this. Elvis Doomerville is my hero, okay? We need to find his address and send him a Christmas gift. I really do want to send him a Christmas gift because he gave us that game, okay? So I just want to say to Elvis Doomerville, thank you so much. You are my hero, and I appreciate what you did. And I can't wait till Thursday. Let's go, Jags. Let's do this, baby.
All right, Saqib, thank you very much. I'm sure you can find the address for the Baltimore Ravens, official NFL offices, and send any messages to him. And he's probably on Twitter as well. I'm sure he's going to hear several things from not only the Jaguar fan base but his own as far as that goes. Look, JP, it was not pretty, man. Blake Bortles had two what should have been interceptions. We say near interceptions. Guys get their hands on the ball, and sometimes we say, boy, he almost picked that off, when he really didn't almost pick it off. Blake Bortles threw one in the first half that Jimmy Smith could have walked in on a pick six, and he just couldn't catch a football, and he threw one late in this game as well that would have ended any chance for the Jags to come back, and that would have been the story about, here we go, crunch time with your back against the wall, and Bortles comes up with another crippling interception. Guess what? They didn't catch the football. You got to make plays, and the Jags hung in there, didn't quit. That's the best thing you can say for them today, and look, they won. They ended up with more points.
As you do during games, you say, hey, you know, what's going to happen if we get to a chance, he misses it, then what happens? The Jags have lost in Baltimore by a point, a game they had chances to win, and what happens this week, and who's saying what, and is there a new kicker, and all this stuff's going on. But all that doesn't matter now because they won the game.
You don't have to have that conversation. You can choose to if you want to. Yeah. We'll see how you react. Let's go to Nick, who's calling in all the way from Poughkeepsie. Next up here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm calling in from home of Jason Merritt. The Red Fox. He saved his butt right at the end of the game. I just wanted to say redemption is a beautiful thing. The run defense is what's holding us back at this point. But, man, it feels good to have a couple receivers after years and years of just reaching and not getting the guy. Hope is a beautiful thing. A win is a beautiful thing. Thanks,
Nick,
guys.
Nick, hold on. Before you go, did you say that the way you meant to? The run defense is what's holding the Jags back right now?
I mean, I feel like that was a misstep. The run defense is what we need. I feel like if we had a healthy Dante Fowler, a healthy Derek Marks, I think our run defense is really what's keeping us in the game.
I got you. Okay.
You need more pass rush.
Yes,
yeah,
right. Need more pass rush. Run defense. Okay, we got you. Man.
Exactly,
we wanted to give you a chance to – we know you're excited. We wanted to give you a chance to
I appreciate it. I'm just pumped up. You got it.
Thank you,
you
Nick. Thanks, we appreciate it, man.
Good call.
Why wouldn't you be pumped up?
Yeah. Let's take our first time out on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. More of your calls coming up. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Jags win 22-20 over the Ravens. This is Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
Jags win at 22-20 over the Baltimore Ravens. Phone lines open, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. If you incur emergency flood damage at your home or business, don't sit on the sideline. Call the team the Jags trust, ServPro of Arlington and ServPro of Jacksonville South at 721-2230. Like it never happened. Well, it happened today in Baltimore.
It happened.
Jaguars got it done on a game-winning field goal by Jason Myers, 53 yards away with no time on the clock to win in Baltimore and snap a 13-game road losing streak.
And in a season of difficult to deal with losses, JP, like last week where you felt like you outplayed the other team, the Indy game where you missed the field goals in regulation and overtime, this may have been the worst one of all because of all the turnovers. You had all the things that went in your favor.
Things went right.
And you couldn't take advantage of them. I think those first three turnovers that they had, they only got 3 points off of that when they turned around.
Yeah, the 45-yarder off the first interception. That was it. And then a punt. And then the missed field goal from 26 yards.
Yeah, so, not capitalizing there. But it did stop whatever momentum Baltimore had at the time and kept the Jags in the game. And, There you go. Look, they hung around long enough to win it, and they pulled it out in the end. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. And let's go to Adam, who was at the game, calling in to check in on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Hey, how's it going tonight, guys?
Great,
going
man.
Very well.
How about you?
Oh, man, here in Baltimore, it was a fantastic game. And I was I just want to talk about the progression of Bortles, and it's really great to see what he did today because, of course, being a young quarterback, but he definitely made some good plays. I know last week he struggled with keeping the ball too long, and he took a few sacks today, but he's definitely learning to get the ball out quicker, making great plays, getting it to key receivers, and it's just great to really see Bortles progress and also the defense. It was really great to see how they kept us in the game and then to give Blake a chance to get it to his receivers and score some touchdowns. And I'll listen to you guys on Bortles. Thanks.
I appreciate
Thank you, Adam.
That. Yeah, the statistics for Blake today, 22 of 45, 188, sacked three times, two touchdowns, one pick, rating 65.8. So statistically,
this
I don't
is a terrible
know.
Game
no,
for
and,
Blake
and
Bortles.
Just off target a lot, throwing behind guys. He had Thomas open. Had a couple of drops, too. Now Walters dropped a touchdown.
He did drop a touchdown. You're right about that.
So there's a few things there, but I think there's more not so good than good in terms of that today for Blake.
He missed Allen Robinson wide open on a corner route. I mean, great run there. It didn't give Julius Thomas a chance on the very next one on the opposite side. Missed Mercedes Lewis. Never saw Mercedes Lewis because he left the pocket too soon. Oh, it could have been another touchdown. Now, Blake Bortles did not play well today, and you can swallow that in victory, right? And you say, all right, now here's we got to get better at this. But again, he could have had several turnovers today, but was fortunate that he only had the one interception because he served it up to the Ravens secondary on a couple of other occasions.
How about this stat from Jaguars PR? Today's win marks the fourth time in Blake Bortles' 23-game career that he's engineered a fourth-quarter come-from-behind game-winning drive.
Hey, we'll take that, right? That's the bottom
counts.
Line. It does count. It does go to show you sometimes when you look at, you know, that whole category, what does that really mean? I don't know,
yeah,
man. But
I mean,
you know what? Look, they won the game, and that's the most important thing. I know he's trying to kill Blake, but you got to – well, we pointed out last week the good things he did when the Jags were unable to win the game, and we're at the same time when they win, and if he does – bad things, we're going to point those out as well. It's called trying our best to be level-headed and objective about it. We try.
Mm-hmm.
We try. Let's go to Chris in the UK, who will be Chris in the USA coming up this week as he's coming to join us here in Jackson. What's up, Chris? How are you?
We believe in victory. We believe in victory. Duval.
You guys dancing
That's
in the
it?
Streets over there? What's going on over there, man, huh?
I literally had just finished work, and I literally caught the last 10 minutes of the game. And once again, the Jaguars put me through a roller coaster of emotions. But we get the victory, and not only do we get the victory on the road, but I get to see the Jaguars play live at Everbank Field on Thursday night in gold uniforms.
You are so
I'm
excited!
Really
man.
Excited! I cannot wait.
What is your itinerary? When do you get to town, and how long are you staying?
I get to Florida on Tuesday. I get to Jacksonville on Thursday. I haven't worked out what time I'm getting into Jacksonville, and I'm in Jacksonville Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
What a trip.
Make some time. We want to bring you in and a few of your cohorts over there for Jaguars today on Friday after the game. So don't stay up too late after the Jaguars' fourth victory of the season.
Of course I will.
Nice.
All right, Chris. Hey, good. There we'll is. Look forward to seeing you, man. Glad you could enjoy it on the other side of the pond over
they
there as well.
They literally got the victory.
Literally. We are literally out of milk. And the Ravens are literally out of time today.
That's true. Kiss Game Day parking hassles goodbye with the JTA Stadium Shuttle. Five convenient park and ride lots to choose from for Jags games Thursday night. We're all happy. Tickets start at $7. Visit jtafla.com for more information. More of your calls coming up. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Jags win it in Baltimore 22-20 on Jaguars Radio.
The J. Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
Jags win it in Baltimore, 22-20. Jaguars are 3-6 after the win. They're coming home for four of the next five games here at EverBank Field. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. Reported after the game, concussion-like symptoms for Brian Walters, wide receiver, hamstring injury for Harbor. Bernard Pierce suffered an Achilles injury in pregame warm-ups, didn't play. And Sendarek Marks apparently is concerned about his elbow injury, according to Hayes Carline of the Times Union, who quoted Sendarek Marks as saying, quote, "I feel like I'm falling apart like a damn mannequin." That was the end quote.
You don't know what, is he trying to be a little bit funny and lighthearted about it? Like, oh, man, something else banged up. First my knee, now this. And you hope it's nothing serious for Sendarek Marks, because coming into this game, JP, I think he was on an upward trajectory in how he had been playing. So definitely need to have that guy back on the football field as soon as possible.
You need some kind of pass rush somehow.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that might have been missing so far from him, was his burst to get up the field in a pass rush. Just the, you know, coming back from the knee injury, that's tough to replicate.
355-NFL-1, the FanDuel Scoreboard Show here on Jaguars Radio. Let's go to Kevin in McClenny next up on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Great win. Hey, you know, the stats weren't great, but, you know, the defense played well. The offense kept them in there, and the special teams finally came through at the end. But the my comment is that, you know, I remember a few weeks ago, people were ready to throw Devin House and Jason Myers under the bus and get rid of Bradley and Caldwell. And, you know, if you just think where Hearns was drafted, he wasn't.
He wasn't, that's right.
And in essence, he was a walk-on. I just want to hear what you guys have to say about that, because these guys are pros, and people just think they don't bust their butts all the time. And I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Remember a few weeks ago, Devon House played well most of the game.
Most of the game, but he got torched in the fourth quarter by DeAndre Hopkins.
That's right, a couple of touchdowns.
He was one of the best young receivers in the league.
And was benched.
Shouldn't have been.
But he was.
Right, but in my opinion, I said it at the time, right. I didn't think he should have been, but he was.
Because Gus felt like he needed to make a statement, I think, of, hey, the standard is a full 60 minutes, not 45 minutes of a game to play at a high level and not to take plays off and do this and that. So he made that change, and Devon House apparently took it to heart, came back, got back on the field, came back, and hey, big day for him today. You know, those kind of games don't come around often.
And that's great, and he did. He had, as Fred Taylor said, maybe his best game of the year. Now, as far as Jason Myers, if Jason Myers doesn't make that 53-yarder, I'm cutting him as soon as we get back to Jacksonville if I'm Gus Bradley. So you could say, hey, great, he's a pro and all this stuff. You're a pro means you got to do your job. Yeah. They're all pros. Everyone in the National Football League is a pro. Yeah. Guess what? A wave of them get cut every single week.
So you're a pro until you don't get paid anymore.
Right, until you're no longer paid. And I guarantee you there's still a lot of people out there that would like to see a coaching staff change here at Jacksonville. This one is not going to assuage just their fears of what the Jags have been able to do. And I'm sure there's a segment out there that says, yeah, but they won, but look how ugly it was. And that's fine. That's a prerogative. They're fans. You can feel any way you like about it. So don't think – Kevin, I'm glad Kevin's happy and excited for the team and all that stuff, but don't think that this has all of a sudden, 22-20 over the Ravens on a last-second field goal after a miracle play set you up for it is going to placate the entire fan base. And I don't think it should either. There are a lot of areas they need to tighten up, JP, going forward. The good news is you can look back and watch the film after a victory, and that's the important thing.
You keep saying the random. Just think how random that fourth down play
that
was.
That was an insane play.
Because anything other than a face mask there, and the game's over. He could tackle him. He could scare him to death and fall over. The guy throws an incompletion. Game's over. Anything else except a touchdown and a face mask.
JP,
defensive penalty. The
entire O-line had to think that he was spiking the ball. It was fourth down.
Yeah.
At least Blake had the presence of mind to know that he couldn't spike the ball at that point in time. Because you watch the replay, the entire line just stood straight up and stood there. And Dumervil just ran right in there. Blake falls to the ground, gets up. I mean, it was like, what is going on? And we're listening to the call of the play a few seconds before we can see it. And we're like, what is – how could – that can't be. It is right. It's look, true. It's really happening just like that. So I'm glad that Kevin's happy about that. And Jaguar fans, I would think the predominant emotion is one of happiness. It should be. You won the game. How tough have those victories been to come by this year? But that doesn't mean there isn't. They haven't turned some major corner just because they won the game today. Moving along, let's go to Chris in Lakeland next up here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm in agreement. We haven't turned a major corner, but boy, was that fun.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know it.
It really was. And, you know, there was a guy called earlier, and he was complaining and handing the victory to Doomerville, but Doomerville was in Bortles' face all night long. Yeah, he made a horrible mistake at the end, but that was serious. Just misfortune on his part. We didn't have much of a running game. But then Yeldon would pull something out. But so often he was tackled 1 yard back, 2 yards back. Hearns had a hell of a game, and if it was up to me, I'd give him the ball, the game ball. It's just I didn't think he was going to play today. I don't think anybody really thought he was going to play today. That's what I had. I can't come up with anything else that got us a victory today other than an amazing play by Alan Hearns. What do you all think?
Chris, yeah. We appreciate the call. Like, Hearns, to me, has been the MVP of the team through 9 games. Okay, it's close. Allen Robinson's having a heck of a year as well. I think Hearns has been the MVP of the Jacksonville Jaguars overall for this season. I will disagree. I think anyone who you talk to in this building all week long thought Hearns was playing.
Yep.
Okay, the question was, how effective would he be, JP? How long would he be? Would he be able to fight through it and play the entire game? I didn't know anybody. We were here every day in all week long. I didn't know anybody who didn't think Alan Hearns was going to suit up and go today. So that's the kind of guy he is.
The only hesitation I had was on Monday when he wasn't so sure. Right.
Right. Once he got out of the boot, and though, very early
very
in the week.
Boot out on, what was that, Tuesday and Wednesday. He was out of the boot and, you know, didn't practice. Finally got on the field and you're talking to him in the locker room every day. How you doing? You kind of saw that look that he was going to go out there and do it. And also the other point about Doomerville today, he had 4 tackles, 2 sacks for a loss of 10 yards, 2 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hurries, and a pass defense today. So
right.
Good game for Doomerville overall.
You know what
last
he did?
Play.
Too, you had an equipment issue with Jeremy Parnell. He goes out for That's the right. one play, and Sam Young comes in. And Doomerville has been a great player at times in this league. He's not always, you know, he's getting older now. I mean, he's not always great, but in that instance, he recognized, I got 1-on-1 with a guy fresh off the bench, and he whipped him on a 3-man pass rush and got the sack on Blake Bortles. That, I mean, the guy played well, and he's going to be the GOAT in his hometown. Let him be. I'm glad somebody's the GOAT in Baltimore, right? I'd much rather it be that than the GOAT here in Jacksonville. Let's get to the west side and get Gwen up next here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Gwen. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
We're all great. Right. How are you? What's going on?
I'm fine. Stephanie gave you a terrific job today, and I hope they continue in that vein.
I agree.
All do. Let's. You know what would be nice, Gwen? How about a winning streak, right? More than one
what does that
in
mean?
A row.
Like 2?
Yeah. That's what I'm pulling for.
You got it. Yeah. Well, Gwen, hopefully we'll see you out here Thursday. And, you know, you beat the Titans on Thursday night. Now we can start focusing on that game because it's coming up quickly, JP. Then you get to sit back and see what ensues in the AFC South. And it hasn't been good for the most part around you. So if you can win that game on Thursday, coast into the weekend with 4 wins, all of a sudden you can once again start talking about your place in relation to the playoff chase right now. As crazy as that seems.
Yeah, let's hold off on that until Thursday. But I agree.
You know what?
I'm with you.
Thursday's coming, man. This one's in the books. They got the W today.
There you have it. We'll come back in a moment. More of your calls. Scoreboard Show continues. 355-NFL-1. 355-6351. Jags win 22-20 in Baltimore over the Ravens. This is the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
FanDuel Scoreboard Show rolls along. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, your phone calls, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Jags win it in Baltimore, 22-20. They snap a 13-game road losing skid. Last time the Jags won a road game was 2013 at Cleveland. That was Henny to Shorts over Joe Hayden for a touchdown in the final minute. So it's been a while.
It has been.
Jags have had some chances on the road since then. They haven't been able to lock it down. So, hey, good win for the Jaguars today in Baltimore against a Ravens team that's now officially done. They got to be done. 2-7, they're out of it, especially in that AFC North. The Jaguars, on the other hand, 3-6. We'll see what happens.
The Jags always, you know, you look, the distance between the Ravens and the wild card was not much different than the Jags to the Colts, but you're only chasing one or two teams in your division, and that's all you got to worry about, whereas, you know, the Ravens and everyone else who's in that wild card mess has to worry about the Jets and the Bills and the Raiders and the Steelers and on and on and on. There's so many that you've got to overcome. Chances are you're not going to be able to get that done. 355-NFL-1, as we know, that is the number. Let's go to Darren in Mandarin next up here on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Darren.
Hello, JP and Mike. I hope you're having a good night.
We are doing so much better than we were with about 3 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's a good way to say I'm not happy, but I'm thankful. Is that okay to say it like
that's
that?
That's fair.
Sure, that's all right.
You know, I like to play Texas Hold'em, and there's a saying called a chip in a chair. And I thought of today a tick and a kick. And, you know, we didn't even have a tick. And, you know, I don't know. I think this team is, as I've been in Jacksonville all my entire life, and so thankful to have the Jaguars, but, man, I see the glasses half full most of the time, and I do today as well. As I can truly see where this team is, I think we can start identifying spots instead of worrying about revamping whole entire areas of the team. And you know, and I think we've got the pass rush. Obviously, we don't know what our number one draft choice could do for this year. That obviously we'll hopefully find out in the future. But I think the pass rush is definitely worth that. And I think our secondary is in much better shape, actually, than, you know, pass rush makes all the difference in the world. And so, anyway, I think some identifying areas and defense during the offseason this coming year is going to be where it's going to be at. And offense, I think we're actually heading the right direction. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Thanks for the call, man.
I agree overall with the offense. I mean, you know, even on a day when Blake Bortles was really not that good. Last week he threw for 380. The two outside guys are just so good right now. The two Allens have been so good this season. You know, Marquise Lee, he got his feet wet today, and we'll see where he progresses. I think the big thing is we didn't notice any kind of setback or anything like that. So, you know, if you can slowly implement him in there a little bit. Julius Thomas is still a bit of a mystery to me, JP. And I know they targeted him a few times today, but Blake was off the mark. But they haven't been able to get him going. But he did come up with a big catch prior to the face mask play. I mean, it's going to go down as the face mask play, right? I mean,
it's got to.
It does. So he had the big catch there, 11-yarder that set up that final sequence. But look, the bottom line, you want to win and continue to work on the things you're deficient at. But the offense has been much the bright spot, and the pass rush has been the biggest concern for this football team all season long. So I do agree with that.
Yeah, that's the direction this, I think, the offseason's got to be about, is getting to that other quarterback and affecting the play of the opposing offense.
Right. I mean,
somehow, especially in the passing game, because if you can't get to that quarterback, then the defensive backs have issues, and it's a whole thing. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a big focus, not only in the draft, but in free agency and everything that happens in this upcoming offseason.
And look, I get it. It was a good debate at the time. Who do you take? Do you take Leonard Williams? Do you take Amari Cooper? Do you take Dante Fowler Jr. or Vic Beasley or somebody like that? And, you know, I would just say this. If you're a Cooper proponent and you're hanging on to that, rank where the wide receiver position is in terms of need on this football team. It's not a need. It's not. They have two guys right now, even without Marquise Lee in the mix, that are playing Pro Bowl level or near Pro Bowl level for this football team this year. And I don't know how much more they could have gotten, because keep in mind, if Amari Cooper was on this team, Allen Hurns is not on the field getting all those catches as much as he has been this season. He would still be out there, maybe in a third wide receiver role, but you still wouldn't have any pass rush, and you wouldn't have Dante Fowler Jr. coming back next year, and hopefully he'll be a force to be reckoned with. So anyway, that's the story for down the road. For today, the W will suffice. Let's go to Trucker J, somewhere in a truck, I take it. Hello, Trucker J, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I was just sweating bullets on the GameCast. I couldn't really see it. I'm looking at it from my phone on GameCast. But when I seen that field goal, that really made me feel good. And I was just telling them about no bonehead plays, but great win, man, great win.
Any win
like
at this stage is a great one, huh?
Yeah, it was a great win, man. I love it. And also, go Gators.
All right, oh, thank you, Trucker Jay.
Eyes on the road, by the way.
That's right. Let him sneak. He can sneak that one in. That one's for Freddie T.
Sneak in the GameCast.
And Dante Fowler Jr.
Eyes on the road.
Well, you know, maybe he was like at a stoplight or something like that, right? Says the guy who just got hit on 95 2 days ago.
I was about to say, he's dedicated, though. He's dedicated to the team. He's driving. He's doing all that. He's following the game the best he can. And, hey, I'm sure he was about as excited as everybody else was when he saw the kick was finally good. Just wait till he sees the scenario that happened right before it on tape.
Yeah. Once you see how that play played out, the description cannot match how ridiculous that play was.
Let's take our final timeout. One more segment of phone calls. The fifth quarter with T-Wig and Hacker is coming up next. More of your calls after this. It's the Scoreboard Show presented by FanDuel on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show presented by FanDuel continues right now.
Final segment of the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Jaguars win at 22-20 over the Ravens if you didn't make it in tonight. Guess what? You still have an opportunity because the fifth quarter show with T-Wig and Hacker is coming up next here on 1010XL. 641-1010 is the number there. Those guys will take your calls and reaction to this Jags win today. I think our reaction is pretty clear.
Amazement. What? How would you describe the emotion, honestly, of the way that ended?
That's a really good question because – It literally came down to the last 3 seconds to go. What are we going to say this week about this football team?
Right, like, oh no, you got to be kidding me. How did they manage to lose this game when they finally got the turnovers and to a bad football team? Baltimore's not a good team. We're not saying the Jags are world beaters. For anyone out there who's listening and saying, you know what, I'm not going to call in because they won, but come on, guys. It's not, they're not a Super Bowl team. No one's saying that. All we're saying is the reality of the situation is the entire division stinks. It stinks from top to bottom and everywhere in between. That's okay. Let's be the least smelly of the stinky teams in the AFC South this year, and I'm good with that because that's where we're at right now. Let's win Thursday and move on and get two in a row, JP, and feel good for a whole week and a half beyond that. That's what I'm looking for.
I would say, if I had to pick it in a word or two, beyond improbable win today.
That's a good way to look at it.
Circumstances.
It was like a reprieve, you know, like you were getting walked to the gallows and at the last second, I don't know, the rope
stay,
broke or
something.
Right. I don't know, a stay of execution. Right. That's exactly what it was. I mean, we're sitting here thinking there's no way. How can you send Myers out there and have any confidence in this guy at this point after the 26-yarder? And how can Myers have any confidence in himself? That's more a look into my own psyche because I know how I would have felt if I were him. And this guy is cool as a cucumber, man, at least in his demeanor. I don't know what's going on inside of him, but I'll give him a lot of credit because I had him cut. To me, I said, that kick was for a plane ride home, buddy. If you want to come home, you make it. And he didn't just make it. I mean, he crushed it. That was his best kick of the year by far, important kick and all that. I'm happy for him. I'm more happy for the fans, though, and the team. You know, phenomenal. It just feels so much better to win.
Two out of the three wins, game-winning field goals.
There you go. Room for improvement. But we'll take that for today. And officially, because of the vote, your player of the game, right?
Jason Myers, yes.
Fred Taylor said so.
53-yarder. Got it done today. Hey, by the way, this season when the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, registered fans will score a free medium sub with the purchase of a sub, chips, and drink. To register, go to jaguars.com/firehousesubs. Today, well, the he got it done.
Got a couple of them there.
Yeah, there he is.
Like
so, Myers.
We
gets
all
it
eat
done
for
today.
Free.
Everybody's eating firehouse subs with the 53-yarder to win it today. He had a 40. What did he have earlier? He had one early, too, didn't he? 21-yarder.
Yeah,
a 45
yard chip shot in the
45-yarder at the start of the second half. I missed that one on the sheet there. So that's the one that got the subs today.
How fun is Thursday going to be with the you got division game, you got primetime, you're the only game in town, you got the gold unis, right? We're going to get Freddie T and all the boys all together. You know, it's going to be – everyone's going to be here. You're going to have the contingent of fans coming over from the UK as they are this week, which is really cool. You're going to have the hometown fans that have been hungering to see this team do something. They're the ones who show up all the time, week after week after week. and feel positive, have a reason to feel something positive about their football team and a reason for hope. Mariota, not a great game for him today, and the Titans manage only 10 points against Carolina. We know that Carolina is very good, but they're not exactly coming in here with guns blazing on Thursday night. So let's do it, baby. I'm ready to turn the page and talk about Thursday night already, but if you want to bask in this one, feel free.
8:25 kick Thursday night. We'll go on air with the Publix Tailgate Show at 5:30 right here on 1010XL. Well done, Mike. We'll talk to you this week.
Sir.
Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, Linda Fortunato, everyone involved. This is JP Shadrick. Thank you for listening to the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Stick around on 1010XL. The fifth quarter with T-Wig and Hacker is next. Jaguars win at 22-20. This has been the Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel on Jaguars Radio.